13. Stuttered tight point M32. TRA at 4.28.885.3553. X, eccentric, shoot them later. O, LSV, serious callers only. It was the attitude adjuster. It's dead now. Signal plus diaglyphs enclosed. Stutter tight point M32 TRA at N4.28.885.3740. X LSV serious callers only. Oh, eccentric, shoot them later. Not a pleasant way to go. Your friend, the Killing Time, deserves congratulations and probably merits therapy. However, as I'm sure it would point out, it is a warship. This implicates the Stieleglitz. The attitude adjuster was its daughter and was demilitarized, supposedly by it 70 years ago. I trust your friend will treat the SG's subsequent operational suggestions with a degree of caution. Indeed. But then, as it seems quite enthusiastically intent upon achieving a glorious death, at the earliest possible opportunity anyway, it's hard to see what more the Stieleglint can do to place it in further jeopardy. Whatever, we must leave that machine to its own fate. My concern now is that the evidence for the conspiracy is starting to look pretty damning, even if it is still circumstantial. I suggest we go public. Implicating this Stieleglint while it is in charge of the military developments around the accession will only make us look like the guilty parties. We must ask ourselves what we have to gain. The war fleet from Pitance is underway and must arrive there in any event. Exposing the conspiracy will do nothing to challenge it. The best we might hope for would be the worst for the chances of resisting the affront's purpose. That is, the removal from influence and general disgrace of the Stieleglint and its co-conspirators. It pains me to say it, but I still think we must let this subsequence of events run its course before we can consider broadcasting our suspicions. Hold it for now, and gather what more weight of evidence we might. The better to tip the scales with our accusations when the time does come. Frankly, I was hoping you would say that. My own instinct, if I may slur my intellect with such an archaic term, was to keep quiet. But I suspected I was merely being timorous, and so wanted to make the suggestion we publicize with a positive skew, so that you could not be infected by any undue reticence on my part. What of the volume around the E itself heard any more? Imbecile! Last I heard, regarding the Esperi thing itself, there was no more news from the ZE Stargazers, and the FATC was still recovering from the effects of its unexpected trip. Everybody else seems to have taken the hint and is hanging back. Well, except for the affronters' borrowed fleets and our old chum, of course. How are things in the realm of our three-legged friends? Speaking personally, Skrees Orbital is as pleasant as could be, and as devoutly unmilitarized as one might wish a peace-faction world to be. No more news, then. Glad to hear Skrees is so fair. The Homomda, a most accommodating and gracious host. I think I may have lost a couple of my Adiran crew members to the local pleasure dens for the duration, but otherwise I have no complaints. Stay safe, and peace, like they say, be with you.